Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otib. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, good morning to you, and I trust that you had a wonderful sleep today. I want to share some few things with you from the Bible, and I've titled it, Renew Your Mind. Our subject for today is Renew Your Mind. You know, there are certain things that the Bible makes us aware. When you become born again, the born again experience happens to your spirit man, but you are told to do something to your mind and to your body. I want us to focus on the mind for today, but let me show you something in Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 2. Verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, so he says you should present your body as something you must do. Who is the you he's talking about? He's talking about your spirit. You see, you are not body, neither are you a mind. You're a spirit being, you have a soul, and you live in a body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 makes us aware of that. Hallelujah. So he tells your spirit, he gives an instruction to your spirit that present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Then he says it's your reasonable service. Then he goes on to say that, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect of God. This is something you must do. You must renew your mind to think the way God thinks and imagine the way God imagines and talk the way God talks. You see, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If your mind is not renewed, you'll be thinking in the wrong direction. You'll not be thinking according to the word, you see. Now, the Bible shows us emphatically that our souls ought to be renewed, or our minds ought to be renewed, because our souls are actually not saved. When you read in James chapter 1 verse 21, I initially said to you that the born-again experience happens to our spirits. Jesus obtained eternal redemption for our spirits, you see. But then our minds ought to be renewed. Our minds or our souls ought to be saved. So in James 1:21, he says that we should lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. You see, so you receive the engrafted word. The word engrafted means the implanted word. He says it is able to save your souls. So the way to renew your mind is through the word. The more you renew your mind, the more your soul is saved. Now, go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. I want to show you another side of it. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39. The fact that your soul has to be saved. It says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, that the same phrase appears here again, that our souls ought to be saved. How is that going to happen? That is going to happen by renewing your mind. And how do you renew your mind? You renew your mind by receiving the word of God through the word. The word of God is what you ought to be thinking about. You must allow the word of God to capture your mind, to capture your soul. Let the word of God be your imagination continuously, every single day of your life. Hallelujah. That is the only way to renew your mind. And that is the only way your soul is going to be saved. In other words, God wants you to think just like he thinks. You see, some of us still think that we are sinners, even though we have been made the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Why is it like that? Born again believers who are still thinking that they are sinners. They are still thinking they are sinners because their minds have not been renewed with the word of God. So even though in the realm of the spirit they have the righteousness of God, but in the realm of the physical, they don't think so, they don't believe so. Why? Because their minds have not been renewed, you see. So if your mind is not renewed, you will still have trouble in life. You'll be thinking on the wrong things. You'll be thinking that you are poor. Meanwhile, the Bible says that Christ has been made poor for us so that we through his poverty might become rich. How do I know this? I know this because I saw it in the word of God. And when I saw it in the word of God, I used it for myself. I thought on it for myself. I meditated on it for myself. And hence my mind is renewed along those lines. So I know I will never be poor in my life. How do I know that? Because I have renewed my mind. My soul has been saved along those lines. Oh, hallelujah. Don't think about just anything. Think on the word. The word of God is the most important thing that you are supposed to think about. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Paul shows us what we should be thinking about. You see, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, nothing qualifies apart from the word of God. It is only the word of God that is pure and honest and true and just and lovely and of a good report. You see, this is only the word of God. And it is the word of God that you need to receive and use to change your mind and renew your mind. Renew your mind, brothers and sisters, by meditating on the word of God and by allowing the word of God to take the place of your normal thoughts. Let the word of God become your normal thought life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see you renew your mind today, and I see you winning on every side, even as your soul is saved on every side. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.